Hi, Mama. I am so happy that you're here. This space is being held for you every single week with support for sustainable living. And sometimes sustainable relates to being eco-friendly, or it relates to sustainable finances, like your budget. But other times, like today, it relates to your well-being. I'm Katie. I'm a mama, a coach, and a podcaster focused on empowering moms to live sustainably so that they can live with less stress in all of these areas that I just mentioned. And if there is one thing in the whole world that I want to offer more than anything else, it is to build strong community with the people in my life, the people listening, just like you in this podcast, full of love and support. That is at my core what I want to offer the world. And on the date that this episode is being released into the world, it happens to be Mother's Day. So if you're listening today, happy Mother's Day. And any other day that you are listening in, mamas, I want to honor you with 10 affirmations that I believe every mom needs to know. So let's get into it. And if you need to come back to this episode time and time again to remind yourself of these things, then I hope that this can be a hopeful and supportive reminder. Number one, you are beautiful. You have a love that is glowing from the inside out. The love that you have for your family since becoming a mama absolutely radiates from you. It shows up in everything that you do. And that is so, so beautiful. You at your core, your eyes that connect with your child, and they look at you and they see safety and love, and they are soothed through your eyes, your smile, your warmth, your laughter. That is absolutely beautiful. Number two, your body is worth loving. If you delivered your babies, then your body has grown and held and delivered life. She has a strength that cannot possibly be described with words, and it is absolutely incredible. If you did not deliver your babies, your body has still changed with time, and she is likely different than she was before becoming a mom, and she is still so worthy of love. Your mama body holds and comforts and kisses and soothes and heals just as she is. And your body is so strong and so deserving of love. Number three, you can do hard things. Whether it's birth or breastfeeding or comforting in the middle of sleep-deprived nights or balancing how much independence to give your child and deciding when to actually step in and intervene so that they don't hurt themselves too badly, whether it's learning how to set and hold firm to boundaries while validating your child's emotions and hurts and desires and likely very loud protests to those boundaries, whether it's navigating tender conversations for the first time surrounding grief and heartbreak or questions that don't always have answers. And whether it's finding time to actually just step away and take a breath for yourself and regulate your own nervous system so that you can better regulate their nervous systems, whatever it is, you can do hard things. Number four, you are a warrior. Your mama instincts kick in now with a surge that you have never felt before becoming a mom. You fiercely protect your children. You have a voice that may not have been exercised the way that it is now, but it calls for it. Being a mama calls for it now. You know your child best, and you will do what is necessary to care for their needs and to keep them safe. Number five, you have trustworthy intuition. You have a connection to your child that is incredibly hard to explain. Like the fact that you can sense when they're hurt, or you know exactly what they need, even though others may not see or hear it. Your gut instincts are usually right, and you can trust yourself over and over and over, gaining more and more confidence with each time. Number six, you are enough. I will say that one again. You are enough. You are not defined by how much you get accomplished in a day. You are not defined by whether or not your child is behaving in a socially acceptable manner out in public. You are not even defined by motherhood. You, the you that have always been and are still here, that is enough to deserve all the love and grace and kindness from everyone around you, including yourself. You are learning how to be someone that you have never been before, and you are enough. Number seven, your family is incredibly lucky to have you. There's no one else on this planet that was meant to be their mama. No matter the circumstances, no matter your personal family dynamics, you are filling an incredible role in their lives that only you were meant to fill. They may not always say it, you may not always feel it, but you are an incredible mama and they are so, so lucky to have you. Number eight, you are not your actions or reactions. You are not the sum of how many times you have lost your temper today, this week. You are not the sum of how many times you made them smile. You are not valued based on what you feel you are doing right or wrong. You are just you, showing up day after day after day, night after night, apologizing, snuggling, learning, growing, pivoting, reflecting. All of those things are things that you can do, but you are the same beautiful heart deserving of love throughout it all. Number nine, you can and need to rest. It is okay. If you feel like you need permission, take this as your permission. Go take that nap. Ask for support so that you can give yourself a little more time for self-care than just taking a quick shower. Go to the yoga class. Go to sleep early. Get some rest. The world will still be here. You will still find time to do the hard things that need to be done, but you will do them even better because you have taken the time to replenish your energy and to regulate your nervous system. And number 10, you are not alone. I know it often feels that way. Truly, I deeply understand the feelings of isolation and loneliness that can come with motherhood, but you are not alone. There are likely mamas in your life, whether it's family members, friends, coworkers, neighbors, a stranger at the park. There are mamas around you who likely feel exactly like you, but maybe everybody is just too afraid to be vulnerable. Take that step forward. Ask for help. Ask for a friend date. Post authentically on social media. However you feel comfortable, take that step forward into finding your community of support. You are not alone. If you are unsure of where to start, then you can join our supportive online community of eco-minded mamas. We are here for you. We are gathering on a weekly, sometimes daily basis, supporting each other with encouragement, brainstorming and problem solving together, wondering together, asking the hard questions, celebrating the wins, big and small, and we would love to have you join us. So I am going to put a standing offer in this episode because I want this kind of community of strong, supportive mom friends to be as accessible as possible for mamas everywhere, no matter your situation. So I want you to look at this episode description for this podcast episode, and you will find the link to join the Eco-Minded Mama Collective through ecomindedmama.com, and you can use the coupon code LOVE. All caps, love, for 50% off one membership plan. If you choose the monthly plan, then that will be 50% off 1 month. If you choose the annual plan, that is 50% off for the entire year's membership. I don't usually do this, and this coupon is not going to be promoted anywhere else, and it won't expire. It's kind of just like this little Easter egg hiding in here, and lucky you, you found it. I'm just going to leave this as a standing offer here. Use the coupon code LOVE to get 50% off your payment plan, whatever you choose, to join our Eco-Minded Mama Collective. I want you to be a part of this strong community. You deserve this kind of support every single day. I am sending you all of my love, Mama, and I will talk to you next week.